This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic News Brief for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. Governor Jim Justice held a press conference with Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. on Tuesday, announcing his support, their support, for Virginia counties to leave their current state and be annexed by West Virginia, giving rise to the hashtag VA exit or just Vexit. Citing the founding of West Virginia in 1861, Governor Justice noted that West Virginia was intentionally formed with a constitutional invitation for additional counties to join. This is the latest in the Virginia gun rights standoff, which has included 91 counties so far, declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties in response to gun legislation being considered by the Democratic majority that currently holds sway in the capital of Richmond. As we noted a couple of days ago, the sanctuary movement is a really fabulous thing for conservatives. Liberals have been bucking federal regulations for years on things like immigration and marijuana, and now conservatives are finally claiming the rights of lesser magistrates to nullify unjust federal laws and defend their constituents from unjust federal encroachments. Or, as in this case in Virginia, it can even include counties defending their constituents from unjust state government encroachments. We've also seen similar moves by counties in states like Colorado, who have enacted very extreme red flag laws. The slightly ironic thing here is simply to note that West Virginia was originally formed in order to acquiesce to federal government overreach. But that will have to wait for another time. Tactically, this move, or at least threats like it, may be helpful playing chicken with those trying to take away our liberties. But speaking of communists, against U.S. counsel, Boris Johnson's UK has decided to let Chinese tech giant Huawei go forward in filling out the country's 5G rollout. Huawei, spelled H-U-A-W-E-I, pronounced Huawei, Technologies Limited, is the number two global smartphone brand in the world and the biggest maker of network gear for phone carriers. But U.S. authorities have said that the company is a security risk since there is virtually no distinction between cyber companies and the communist government regime. U.S. officials said they were disappointed in U.K.'s decision. This last November, the company announced that it would be moving its research center from Silicon Valley to Canada. Canada has yet to decide whether it will ban Huawei from supplying equipment to the coming 5G wireless network that telecommunication companies are planning there. Ottawa's relationship with the company has also been complicated by the arrest of Huawei's chief financial officer's daughter, Meng Wanzhou, just over a year ago, over U.S. allegations of violating sanctions on Iran. Her extradition case is before a Canadian court. In the meantime, a federal court judge in Brooklyn ruled late last year that Huawei's lead lawyer, James M. Cole, who was the U.S.'s former deputy attorney general, has been disqualified to serve in his office. The U.S. government argued that his tenure at the Department of Justice was a conflict of interest. U.S. federal prosecutors have also unsealed two cases against Huawei. One, filed in New York, accuses the company of bank fraud and says it plotted to violate U.S. trade sanctions against Iran. The other, filed in Washington State, accuses of Huawei of stealing technology from T-Mobile's headquarters in Bellevue, Washington. The company has pleaded not guilty in both cases. In November, Huawei started selling a folding smartphone, the Mate X, made without U.S.-supplied processor chips or Google apps. The company has also unveiled its own smartphone operating system it says can replace Google's Android if necessary. The Dispatch reports that the UK's concession to China comes with a few caveats, which is supposed to satisfy critics. Huawei equipment will be kept out of the, quote, core areas and those areas processing sensitive information, data storage facilities, military bases, and so on. And the company will not be permitted to purchase a controlling market share in the network. On Tuesday, British officials were hastening to downplay the significance of the decision to America's ongoing campaign to limit Huawei's reach, with Digital Secretary Nikki Morgan calling it a UK-specific solution for UK-specific reasons. But critics insist that the ability to limit Huawei to non-critical infrastructures is highly unlikely in practice. The whole point of 5G technology is to rely more heavily on direct device-to-device communication and data transfers over whole constellations of interconnected networks and devices. This means, the dispatch reports, that the matter of keeping devices from accessing content they shouldn't will be more than ever a question not of hardware but of software, leading experts to worry that malicious actors involved in building the network could easily insert backdoors to snoop on data transfers across the network undetected. They're saying that Huawei will not be allowed into the core, they will only be allowed onto the periphery, said Ding Cheng, an expert on China policy for the Heritage Foundation. But an awful lot of the technical writing seems to suggest that you won't have that distinction. The extent to which Huawei is going to have access to this data, no matter where it is, so long as it is part of the system, is not something that seems easily managed by saying, well, they'll only have a minority stake and they won't be allowed to do X, Y, or Z, unquote. All of this underlines the power of providers and platforms. And this really is an application of the words of Jesus Christ. If anyone would be great, let him become a servant of all. Inventors, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs are servants. They provide goods and services that serve the needs of people, the needs of their customers. Christians should be great at this, seeing needs and studying God's creation to find solutions. But when Christians leave this void to be filled by pagans, the pagans are more than happy to do so. Of course, Christians can be grateful for quality goods and services provided by pagans, but this can only be a stopgap or temporary measure. Our marching orders are clear. Disciple the nations. That includes China, and that includes all the industries in every nation. But in the meantime, Christians need to think strategically about providing for their own families and doing good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. And so we need Christians working on cyber technologies to the glory of God and for the safety and security of their families and people. We really can't afford to leave this to the communists. This is Toby Sumpter with your Cross Politic News Brief for Thursday, January 30th, 2020.